Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And again, just a little quick announcement. If you want to be prayed for on the first Sunday of next month, November, you can record your prayer request at marydemuth.com/pray, or you can record it on your phone and send it to mary@marydemuth.com. So please do that. And the more prayer requests I get, the longer I will pray. That'll be an extended episode. I'm super excited for that. All right, so we're in Genesis chapter 15. In the message, and this is what it says. After all these things, this word of God came to Abram in a vision. Don't be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield. Your reward will be grand. Abram said, God, Master, what use are your gifts as long as I'm childless and Eliezer of Damascus is going to inherit everything? Abram continued, See, you've given me no children, and now a mere house servant is going to get it all. Then God's message came, Don't worry, he won't be your heir. A son from your body will be your heir. Then he took him outside and said, Look at the sky, count the stars. Can you do it? Count your descendants. You're going to have a big family, Abram. And he believed God. He declared him set right with God, or God declared him set right with God. God continued, I'm the same God who brought you from Ur of the Chaldees and gave you this land to own. Abram said, Master God, how am I to know this, that it will be all be mine? God said, Bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, and a dove and a young pigeon. He brought all these animals to him, split them down the middle, and laid the halves opposite each other. But he didn't split the birds. Vultures swooped down on the carcasses, but Abram scared them off. As the sun went down, a deep sleep overcame Abram, and then a sense of dread, dark and heavy. God said to Abram, Know this. Your descendants will live as outsiders in a land not theirs. They'll be enslaved and beaten down for 400 years. Then I'll punish their slave masters. Your offspring will march out of there, loaded with plunder, but not you. You'll have a long life and a full life and die a good and peaceful death. Not until the fourth generation will your descendants return here. Your sin is still a thriving business among the Amorites. When the sun was down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch moved between the split carcasses. That's when God made a covenant with Abram. I'm giving this land to your children. From the Nile River in Egypt to the river Euphrates in Assyria, the country of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaim, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites. Mind if I pray for you? It's my privilege to pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this amazing passage of this covenant that was wrought between you and Abram, and how amazing it is that usually in a covenant, two people ratify it. But in this case, Abram was asleep and he couldn't ratify it, which just goes to show that even in our own strength, we can't even hold up our end of the bargain, and that it was you, Lord, who held up your end, that you are the one who struck the deal. You are the one that said, I will make this happen. You are the one, and you continue to do that today. And I think about the new covenant of your blood, of Jesus's blood and death on the cross. And I think of the Passover and how it was reimagined in the upper room, the blood and the wine, the body and how all of this just kind of comes beautifully together. Again, Lord, as I prayed before, I pray you'd help us to see the whole Bible in terms of this great narrative, this grand narrative, this super story that superimposes itself on the whole thing. And here again, we see a God who loves his people, who sacrifices for them, who comes to them. So many times we see these other gods out there in the world where people have to like jump up and down and feed the gods because they seem to be angry and hungry all the time. But you are the one that stoops to earth, that comes down. And this was just a precursor of what it would be like for you to come in the flesh, in the form of a baby, to come tabernacle with us. So Lord, you have crossed every sort of terrible boundary to find us, to get us, to reconcile us to yourself. So we thank you for that. And we also thank you that you do the impossible. Lord, I pray for my friend today listening who has an impossible situation. Maybe they are barren, or maybe there's a dream that feels very barren, or maybe they're single and they really want to be married, or maybe they're married and their marriage is breaking apart, or maybe they're being harmed and they need to find shelter and be helped and find safety. Lord, there are a lot of impossible situations. Maybe they are being persecuted for their faith. Maybe their children are wayward. Maybe they're contemplating suicide. Maybe they're addicted to food. Maybe they are battling an eating disorder. Maybe they are battling an addiction to porn. There's lots of things going on in the world, and a lot of us carry a lot of heavy burdens. But you, God, are the God of the impossible, and I pray earnestly by the power of the Holy Spirit within me that today, in this moment, right now, as I'm praying this, you would set free my friend who is listening from the things that are binding them, the things that are terrorizing them, the things that are hurting them. I pray for emancipation right now in Jesus' name. Shed light in the dark corners. Please redeem their life from the pit. Please help those who are depressed find you in the midst of that dark night of the soul. Be so near as our breath, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, I'm going to pray again. Jesus, thank you for the privilege of being able to pray for people. It's such a blessing, and I'm so grateful. All right, I'll say amen again. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It is a privilege to pray for you, and I'm so grateful that you listen to this, even with all of my audio mistakes and all of that. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday, and there's lots of levels that you can support the podcast. At the $10 level, you'll get one of my paintings for free. This is something I sell on my Etsy shop, and at the $25 level, a very secret podcast that only a handful of people get. And a huge thank you to all of you who sponsor the podcast, because this helps William in his engineering and Kristen as she helps share the graphics for the podcast. And I'm just so grateful for all of your help. So thank you, and have an amazing day.